Welcome back to the PSC Experience. I am Pastor Stephen Dairo, and we are in part two of our series, The Cost of Receiving. I want to welcome you. You are welcome. Today's focus is the first cost of receiving from God. And that is what I called the cost of hearing God. Don't forget, last week we made mention of the cost Abraham paid, and we said hearing, consistently hearing God. That was the first cost Abraham paid in order to bridge the gap between giving and receiving. The Lord gave him a promise. He bridged the gap of being given something and receiving. He bridged the gap by consistently hearing God. So the first cost we'll be talking about today is the cost of hearing. Jesus said in John chapter 10 verse 27, Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice, and I know them, and they follow me." I read again. "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." In other words, if you claim to be a believer and you don't know how to listen to the Lord, even when the Lord promised you something, even when the Lord gives you something, you may not be able to receive it because you don't know how to listen to Him. That's simply what that verse is telling us, that my sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me. So when you listen to the voice of the Lord, when you know how to hear the voice of the Lord, when you hear the voice of the Lord, then receiving from the Lord becomes easy. Receiving His promises becomes easy. Experiencing what the Lord has promised you becomes easy. Experiencing what the Lord has given to you becomes easy. But when you don't listen, when you don't hear the voice of the Lord, then you know that even as much as the Lord has promised you something, when you don't hear, when you don't listen, then you may not experience what the Lord has promised you. So let's continue. Before Abraham could receive anything, he had to first of all hear God. And what did he hear? He heard what the Lord told him: leave your country. Leave your country. The Lord told him, leave your country. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. Leave your kindred, leave your father, leave your mother, leave everybody behind. Go to the place I will show you. That was what the Lord told Abraham. And Abraham heard the voice of the Lord. He heard what God told him. If Abraham had not heard, he possibly would not have received the promises of Isaac, the promised child. But Abraham heard the word of the Lord, heard the voice of the Lord. And Abraham did not just hear the voice of the Lord from this text alone. Subsequently, in that book of Genesis, you will see where Abraham heard the voice of the Lord. Go, do this, do that, do this, do that. So, hearing is not about physical ears. Let me just quickly say that. That hearing is not about your physical ears. It's not just about the ear you put your headset. It's not just about the ear you use your AirPods. It's not just about the ear you put your earpiece. No, it's about spiritual sensitivity. Hearing God is about what? Spiritual sensitivity. Hearing is nothing. It's not just about the physical ears. No, it is about spiritual sensitivity. The question I want to throw to us is: are you in tune with God? Are you sensitive to God's voice? Are you sensitive to what God is saying to you? Are you sensitive? What God asks for you won't reach you unless you are listening. What God asks for you will not come, will not get to you unless you do what? You are listening. You are listening. You are listening. You are listening. I was hearing Bishop David Oyedepo over time, and he will keep on saying it. Learn how to hear God. Learn how to hear God. Learn how to hear God. Because in the work, in our work with God as a Christian, our survival, everything we do is based on our ability to hear God. If we fail to hear God, then our Christian journey is, we will definitely collapse. Likewise, receiving from God. In our Christian journey, in order for us to receive from God, we must learn, be intentional about learning how to hear God. About learning how to hear God. What God has for you, what God has for me, will not reach us. Will not reach us. Will not reach you. Will not reach myself unless we listen. Unless we listen. Destiny instructions are not shouted. Destiny instructions are not what? Are not shouted. They are whispered. When the Lord wants to give you an instruction that will shape your destiny forever, it will never be shouted. It will not be put in the speaker, the church speaker you use in your church, your headset. It will not be put in your headset. It will not be put in your speaker. It will be whispered. It will be whispered. Instructions, those instructions that will change your life forever, that will change your ministry forever, that will change your academics forever, that will change your business forever, they will be whispered. They will not be shouted. They will be whispered. So you must learn how to hear God, how to listen to God. That is the first cost of receiving from the Lord. You must learn how to hear God. You must learn how to hear God. If you don't know how to hear God, you cannot achieve, you cannot receive whatsoever the Lord has given to you. One time in my life, I got to a location, and while I was praying in that location, and the Lord ministered to me, I have given you access to people that matters. I have given you access to people that matters. So, after hearing this, I know that my case is settled in that particular area, in the environment I find myself. Then I continue doing what I was meant to do, what I am meant to do there. I continue doing it. And I can tell you, the Lord truly gave me access to people that matters. It is important for us to learn how to hear God. If we want to receive anything from the Lord, we must learn. We must know how to hear God. So I will say this again, that destiny instructions or life transforming instructions will not be shouted, are not shouted. They are whispered. So don't just pray. Don't just pray. You know, I told you that while I was praying, then I heard God. I was praying and then I heard God. So don't just pray. Pause and listen. What is the Lord saying to you? What is the Lord saying back to you? Prayer is not just a one-way thing. It's not just you talking to the Lord. It's you communicating to the Lord and the Lord communicating back to you. So don't just pray. Pause and listen. Don't just worship. Wait for God's voice. Wait for His voice to come in your place of worship. Listen, calm down. Don't be carried away. Don't be carried away with whatsoever you are doing. Try to wait, to listen to what God has for you, to listen to the voice of the Lord. On the next episode, we will dive into the second cost, which is the cost of obedience, and how it's more than just following. It's trusting the one who leads. Keep listening. Keep growing. This is the PSD Experience, and I remain your host, Pastor Stephen Dairo. Stay tuned, and God bless you.